So next, we have a new item on the agenda. It's called Commissioner Introductions, and there have been some who suggested they would like to know more about commissioners, and so we're going to take a stab at that, and perhaps I should be the one to start. So my name is Gary Jensen. I'm from Rapid City, been there since 1979. Born on the other side of state, and raised in Beersford, went to SDSU for college, so I'm a jackrabbit at heart, really. Went to law school at the U, been practicing law in Rapid City since 1979, which is longer than some here have been alive, which is hard to believe, but true. I have three kids. They're terrific, healthy. I'm a really lucky dad and a grandfather of three. I've been on the commission for 7+ years, and so my term will expire at the end of this year. And, I mean, it sounds a little bit cliche, but it's true. I mean, I am, always have been honored, challenged, and humbled to serve on this commission with a great group of commissioners that are really very talented and dedicated to trying to do the right thing. And I suppose maybe I should give just a little bit of background about the commission. So there are 8 commissioners, for those who don't come here and they're listening. There are 8 commissioners. Each of us is appointed by the governor, confirmed by the Senate. Terms are 4 years, and you can be reappointed for a second 4-year term. And the makeup of the commission is, I mean, this is all set by the South Dakota legislature, as it was for many commissions across different states. But so the legislature decided that it should be a diverse group, and it is. So they legislate that there's so many from East River, 5, so many from West River, can be no more than 4 from one political party, to be so many landowners, ranchers, and farmers that earn their living on the land. And so it really is a pretty diverse group, and then there's the purpose being to, I think, have it be diverse and objective and try to get to the issue instead of get sidetracked with all sorts of other things. And I do think people who have watched, at least in the time I've been around and probably before that, I don't think anybody can ever tell whether it's a landowner or a Republican or a Democrat. I mean, everybody up here does what they think is best to manage wildlife. And since, I mean, so that tells everybody in the room there are some Democrats up here. But I don't think it's very productive for me to start identifying me or others that fit that category. So, anyway, it's a diverse group, and we all work very hard trying to represent South Dakota, the sportsmen and the sportswomen of this state, as best we can. And I don't know. The other thing I would say is when Dennis Dugard appointed me, I wrote him a note and thanked him. And then I wrote that I would do my very best every day to do the best that I could in this position. And I've tried to do that, and I think everybody up here tries to do that. And you know, we focus on science. I think that's number one to most of us. Number two is public access. We listen to everybody. We try to listen to everybody. We've tried to make processes as good as we can to seek input, listen, respond. I don't know of anybody in state government that does it better than the commission does and the department does. So thanks for joining us today. It's going to be quite a meeting, I think. And I should say Russ isn't here because he's been reappointed, and he's over having his confirmation hearing, I think. And he'll be here as soon as that's done. And then maybe go this way down the table.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Commissioner Whitmire, I born and raised in Webster, South Dakota area. I guess I'm a fourth-generation farmer, dating back to 1888, so I'm pretty proud of that. And so we raise corn, beans, and beef cattle. And So, yeah, I too, I'm an SDSU grad. I was a non-traditional student. I farmed for 7 years and then after high school, and then I got a degree in mechanical engineering and then worked off the farm and farmed for 25 years. So I have a background in purchasing and working with people. So now today I'm Webster with my wife. Together we raised three kids, three sons, and two of those are married, and I became a grandpa a month ago. So life moves on and things get exciting. But I'm really enjoying being on the commission. I was appointed a year ago by Governor Noem, and it's really exciting. I guess one of the other commissioners put it this morning, you feel like you know less than what you did the day you started, because there's so many details and things aren't as easy as what they first might look like. But it's been a real pleasure. I specifically enjoy working, I guess, with the habitat issues and other wildlife things. But I'm looking forward to the rest of my time and working with everybody. It's a great staff, and it's really impressive. So thank you.
Morning. I'm Commissioner John Locken. I farm southeast of Aberdeen. Lived there basically my whole life. Maybe done a little bit of work in the banking industry at one time, and had a agribusiness a little bit along the way. But my heart is in farming. Live about 3/4 of a mile from the Jim River. Probably got some pretty good deer hunting there. I was appointed by Governor Dugard in June of 2018 was my first meeting. It's been a tremendous experience. Enjoyed working with the department all from the top all the way down to the bottom. It's been just a high quality people that we worked with. It's an honor to serve. I've farmed with my wife and two sons, and then we have a daughter in Rapid City and one in Aberdeen. So it's all of our kids are in the state, and you know, I'm not doing it for necessarily my generation. I'm more focused on the younger generation, and appreciate the honor to serve. Thank you.
Doug Sharp from the Watertown, South Dakota area, born and raised in Webster and Watertown. SDSU grad out of college. I was in the defense industry as a cost analyst for a few years before coming back into the family business. Been there ever since, 30-some years. Married, four kids. We live on a ranch outside of Watertown. We do horses, dogs, and cats. Three kids in Arizona with my grandchildren. I have one son in Watertown with one of my grandchildren. So we stay pretty busy, and I know my wife enjoys the warmer winters in Arizona to visit the grandkids. So we really enjoy, you know, we enjoy the outdoors, and we really enjoy animals. I've hunted elk, deer, fish, the Great Lakes with our own boats. So I've done all that. I don't do it as much anymore because I've kind of lost that killer instinct. I just soon watch the game as shoot it. Really enjoyed being on the commission. I've been here 3 years, and I would characterize that. I know less today than I did when I first started, and much of that has to do with what I believe to be true, but wasn't, has been the biggest lesson in all my learning on the commission. And every day I try to ask a lot of questions, and I know staff has been very generous with their time and answering my questions, because I'm kind of a how did we get here guy to figure out where we're going. So why are we doing this? What's the history of that, whether it's depredation issues or anything? I need to know how we got to where we're at. So it's been very enjoyable, and I've been, I don't want to say pleasantly surprised, but the quality of the staff we get to deal with is just absolutely amazing. True professionals, very knowledgeable in every aspect of their jobs. So that's been a lot of fun. We talked about some of the challenges as a commissioner. I think one of the challenges as a commissioner is that in our polarized world, there seems to be no middle ground that we get to deal with. We're either trying to do everything for the almighty dollar, or we're trying to wipe out habitat as we know it. We're trying to change future hunting forever by making one decision on deer. And that's the frustrating part of being a commissioner. There can be no middle ground. I mean, we can all agree that we want to get more residents out hunting, and yet we deal with more of what not to do than we deal with what to do. And I think that's been one of the biggest frustrations. It's the old saying, don't tax me, tax the guy behind the tree. Don't take away my hunting opportunity, take away somebody else's. And so that's some of the frustrations that I think as a commission we have to deal with on a regular basis. And it's apparently the polarized world we live in, but overall, this has been truly an enjoyable experience. I enjoy doing it every single day, regardless of the calls we get or the emails we get. And I know people are really just trying to do what they feel is best, and I get that. So it's just a matter of getting us all better educated on how to achieve some of the goals we all want and work together as opposed to fighting each other. But it's a true pleasure being on this commission, and I so enjoy dealing with staff and all the commissioners and the conversations we have. It's a great learning experience, and I valued every minute of it. So that's me.
I've been married for 45 years to my wife. I have four children and 10 grandchildren. And I live near Union Center. That's a ranch there. I have three boys that ranch with me. I've been an avid hunter and fisherman most of my life. I've enjoyed passing on the passion of hunting and fishing to my kids. And I believe that with the young people, that's our main goal, is to try to get more young people involved. My goal as a commissioner is to try to help solve the issues and problems between sportsmen, GFP, and landowners. And I'll try to my best to keep the hunting and fishing heritage alive in South Dakota. Thank you.
Commissioner Marianne Boyd, I am from Yankton. I grew up in the Yankton area on the family farm. We're descendants of homesteaders also. My work history for the last 20 plus years, I've been with the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Before that, I spent 15 years with the Yankton Chamber. During that time, I was a non-traditional student, graduated from Mount Marty College. Growing up, my siblings and my folks, we took one long-distance road trip, and that went so well that Dad refused to ever do another one. So our weekends, when we had time off from the farm, we'd go to the parks. We'd go to the beach, we'd go to the lake, we'd have picnics with other family members. And growing up, that was my experience. And I shared that with my son during his younger years. Spent a lot of time out by the lake. The trails were put in at that time, so you could bike from Yankton out to Lewis and Clark Lake, and a lot of good memories there. So when I was asked if I would consider having my name thrown in to maybe be a commissioner, I questioned what could I bring. I don't have the hunting and fishing background that these gentlemen do, but I decided maybe I could be a voice for that segment, the day users, park users, campers, and so forth. So I've enjoyed the experience. Everything that's been said already about the department and staff and their level of professionalism, I couldn't agree more. And I hope that I bring something to the conversation. Thank you.
I guess it's my turn now. Travis Beast, commissioner from Fairburn, South Dakota, south of Rapid City. I'm a rancher in the Black Hills and in eastern Custer County. My family's been here since the state organized, and hunting, fishing, trapping, and praying to God every day. that's South Dakota. And I just love being here. I've wanted this job for a long, long time. And I'm so glad I finally got here. I love, you know, the state of South Dakota is just unbelievable because we have this opportunity to be here and support the people that are here. And just seeing everybody sitting out here, they really are concerned about what we do and how we do it, and that's why we're here, is to represent you people, and I hope to God we do a good job. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Do you want to say anything? Do you want to say anything? Who are you? You can tell us who you are.
Mine typically doesn't work, so Chris Hall does that on purpose. Anyway, Kelly Hepler, Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks, and you know, Gary and I talked before about having the commissioners introduce themselves, and it's a good thing to do because what it does, it shares with our listeners and our staff and the people here in the audience the passion that they bring to what we do every single day. So that's part of it, and it humanizes things. Because otherwise we have a tendency to jump down on these discussions and then we get polarized at times and people forget why we're all here, so that's it. But thank you very much for all those kind comments you made about staff. I want to tell you the same thing. When I was thinking about this, you know, the ability to be in a job like I have is just really rare. You don't get that opportunity very often. And then you come back in my home state, I'm like Travis. Our family's been here since the 1800s. So it is an incredible privilege and an honor to be able to, you know, sit on this commission with you guys and work with staff. All you staff are outstanding. And I know I can get a little cranky after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not because I don't love you guys. It's just because who I am, because I'm up at 4 in the morning. But, I'm proud of our staff. I'm proud of what you guys do. And the other thing I'm happy with, though, is, you know, we're going to get in some conversations today with people I have a lot of passion about, which I respect. But at the end of that, we can still all get together and agree on other things. And so that's important to be able to do that. And so thank you. And Russ Olson just joined us, and he looks about as nice as I think I've ever seen him look. And
yeah,
so,
he's all dressed up. For
he is all dressed
can't
up.
See him. And
you know, thank you, Gary, and thank you, staff, and for all you do.
What was the hardest question they asked you this morning over there at your confirmation hearing?
They asked me if I was smart enough to be on the commission. Because anybody that would sit in a tree stand at minus 12 for 5 days in a row could not have that much brain power to be on this commission. So they were right. They had a lot of fun with me. They actually, when they called for the vote, they all passed all the way around the horn, and even one no vote. So they came around, and it was a probably well-deserved hazing that they may have had coming from all the years, but it was a really good time.
Well, we should note that you were a colleague of theirs in the Senate for a while. So
I had the pleasure. I respect all those folks that have tough decisions to make, and like I told them, I thought my years of getting fan mail were over when I resigned from the Senate, but they went about 4X, and with even more passion than most of the emails that we received when I was in the Senate. So it's definitely, as the Secretary just said, there's people that are very passionate about their point of view, and the ones that do it respectfully and with clean dialogue obviously have the loudest voices, especially in really emotional proposals like we're going to probably have today as well. So I think that the chairman started off a new kind of regiment of everybody introducing themselves. And so for those of you that don't know me, I'm Russell Olson, and I'm from Madison, South Dakota. I've been on the commission now for 4 years. Just went through the reappointment first phase in the Senate, which was in the Senate Ag Committee, and now it'll go to the Senate floor on the consent calendar, luckily, so nobody will have to speak on my behalf there. So I've hunted and fished my entire life. I really respect people that have passion for the outdoors, and as I said, people that have the gray matter to articulate their position without colorful metaphors usually get the loudest voice from me as far as that goes. So appreciate everybody from the public that's here to testify on behalf of issues that are important to them, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Great. Thank you, everybody. So I believe that takes us to item 5.